It is 90 degrees here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The recent spike in immigration enforcement in Memphis has some Nashville residents moving more cautiously again. Metro Council member Sandra Sepulveda represents a majority Hispanic district and joined a recent episode of This is Nashville.
I mean, this is racial profiling at the end of the day, right? And so we saw this when raids first started happening here in the city. We had community members who were afraid to go to work, who were afraid to leave their house. Businesses struggled. And so my fear is that we're going to have businesses who struggle.
She also fears kids staying home from school again. Sepulveda says a campaign to help immigrants understand their rights has helped many people feel more confident, but that law enforcement hasn't always honored those rights. Metro police say another pedestrian has died after being hit by a driver this past weekend. Around 2:30 a.m. on Saturday, they say a 23-year-old in a pickup truck hit a 52-year-old Nashville man. It happened on a hilly portion of River Road with a curve and no streetlights. It's the latest in a string of more than 20 pedestrian deaths so far this year. Last week, another man died after being hit by a tow truck. And on Thursday, prosecutors charged a driver who accelerated through a downtown crosswalk in August, killing a tourist from Australia. In baseball, a perfect game is truly a rare thing. It requires one pitcher to go 9 innings without a single opposing batter getting on base. Last night, the Nashville Sounds pitcher Thomas Pannone did just that in a 3-0 win on the road against the Durham Bulls. Pannone is the first to pitch a perfect game in the minors since 2017 and the first to do it for the Sounds since 2007. It's only the third perfect game in franchise history. The Sounds have now notched 34 wins and 29 losses in a season studded with milestones. Last month, manager Rick Sweet marked his 2,500th career win. This summer was also the first in Sounds history where the team hit not one, but 2 grand slams in a single game. As always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org. This is Nashville Public Radio.